China's plans to accelerate investment in environmental technologies comes as social unrest caused by environmental disasters and threats to public health spreads. Smog over the northern cities in January and the discovery of rotting pig carcasses in a river that supplies Shanghai's water in March generated public outcry that has alarmed the authorities in Beijing. Now, under its new plan, China's state cabinet has committed itself to ensure that the environmental protection industry grows by 15% annually to generate a turnover of $810 billion by 2015. Nine categories have been outlined as priority areas for investment, including technologies to prevent air pollution, to monitor PM2.5 floating particles that can settle in lungs, and to reduce sulfur dioxide and other pollutants in emissions. Li Yan, the head of climate and energy campaign for Greenpeace East Asia, says this new policy promoting environmental protection industries is different from the old ones, like the solar panel industry.
With those policies, the intention was really about GDP growth, is really to create new industry opportunities and make more money. And then this new policy, a priority intention is to tackle environmental problems and to also save energy and make smart use of energy.
In fact, China has been taken to task by a number of foreign countries at the World Trade Organization for giving unfair advantage to its solar panel industry and accused of dumping. Under the new scheme, Beijing says eligible foreign-funded firms in the environmental protection industry would now enjoy the same benefits, including tax breaks and subsidies, as their Chinese counterparts. The plan suggests China is accelerating efforts to become a world leader in clean technology. But pollution will continue to be a problem for China so long as there is no disincentive, says Li Yan.
They find the pollution discharge too cheap compared to the cost of installing and running the pollution alleviation equipment. That's why they are just many company industry are just discharging the pollutants whatsoever into the environment because it's cheaper.
China is already investing $375 billion in energy savings and emissions reductions in the 5 years through to 2015. Now it will expand this to other areas, including research into environmentally friendly vehicles. Li Yan says China's success at tackling pollution and reducing carbon emissions will depend on its future growth paradigm.
For China, the major task is to switch its growth paradigm. It cannot continue its current really very unsustainable way of growth, heavily relying on the heavy industry and then export based on resource-intensive and polluting industries. So actually tackling climate change are in China's own interest as well.